proud of the guys. You know, they rallied, man. They showed up. You know, the work was there all week. It always is, but the intensity, the urgency, the guys don't ever get frazzled. They don't get panicked. They just go to work, and they did it again. We talked about takeaways. Man, we got takeaways. We got three of them. Two of them turned into 14 points. You know, we were able to turn those up. And then the last one, we were able to kneel it, you know, after Reed's pick. So, you know, a number of guys played really good for us. You know, Muhammad with the three sacks, that was big time. You know, Hutch draws a lot of attention. He got some one-on-ones. Man, he won his one-on-ones. That was huge. You know, Jack Campbell was all over the field, had a punch out. TK in the return game, Tom Kennedy, was huge for us, big time. So was Sailors. Special teams played a huge role. And then Goff, man, I told him we were going to put this on him. This game we were going to put on him, and it was going to start with him. And, man, he really lit the fire for us. And then St. Brown, man, we didn't know if we were going to be able to get him. Once again, St. Brown does what St. Brown does. If he can play, he's going to play. And he didn't want any plays off either, by the way. Like, he's going in to compete. He'll block. He made some explosive plays for us. J-Mo stepped up. Just a number of great performances. I thought Gibbs showed up. Demo. The guys we talked about, man, we challenged a number of our guys. Man, they really showed up for us. So that's a damn good win. That team is hot. That was a hot team coming in here. That's a potent offense. And, you know, was it perfect? No. We still got some stuff that wasn't good. You know, we had some of these penalties. We had some young guys that we got to clean some of this up, you know, false starts, stuff like that. But we overcame a lot, and that's what this team does. So I'm proud of them.
Could you speak to the complimentary effort of the football game you talked about?
That was awesome.
And your offense turning it into touchdown, yep. Special teams. When you guys play that well in all three phases, you got to believe you're pretty tough to beat, right?
Well, that game there is one of the few we've had where we really played complimentary football. I mean, really, really did. You know. And to be able to score right before halftime, we come out, we get the takeaway. It was a great job by Barnes. And then, we turn it into points. I mean, that was huge, you know. All of that, the whole sequence of, you know, just the momentum and carrying it and helping each other out. And so everything was big, and the guys really stepped up. But we did. We played complimentary football. And that, above all, is what really makes a difference. That's what good teams do. You know, it doesn't matter how good your offense or defense is. Man, if you are not able to, like, help each other out when you need it with one of the phases, man, it's tough. It makes it tough. And we were able to do that today.
You talk about St. Brown and when did you decide that he was going to play? How close was it? And how much this is just presence being on the team, a ripple effect on everybody else in the offense?
Yeah, it's huge. Well, St. Brown is what we are. He's what we are. And that guy is where he goes, we go. And his toughness and his willpower, his desire to compete, to help those guys around him, to do whatever it takes to win, is second to none. I mean, he's rare, man. His mentality, I mean, he's got his mindset is it's just he refuses to fail. He refuses to let things is going to dictate where he goes, what he does, how it's going to be. He will dictate to himself what he's going to do. And it was really yesterday. It came down to, provided nothing happened today when he woke up, you know, we did a workout and quickly it was like, I'm going. And we watched him and he was good. And was it perfect? No, but he was going and nobody was going to talk him out of not playing. Yeah, so it was great to have him out there. And, yes, his teammates feed off of that.
Your team now is 15-0 after a loss in the last 3 years. Is there something about the challenge that they take, like you're talking about St. Brown, but the challenge that they all take on when they're kind of up against the wall a little bit?
We need to string some wins together now. You know, it's okay, we battled back, we need to get another one. It's kind of what I led off to. These guys do a great job of they take it for what it is, man. They don't get panicked. They don't make something out of it that it's not. Don't make more of it than it needs to be. There's a reason why you're not able to win the game, and here's what it is. And, oh, by the way, is it correctable? Yes, it's correctable. Well, this is what we got to do moving forward. Where do we find our matchups versus Dallas, for example, on, you know, in all three phases? And let's play our best game that we played all year. That's what you're trying to do. And so I think by doing that and keeping it that way, our guys are able to always answer back. You know, they do. I think where you get in trouble is if you start just that. You start panicking and you start, oh, you know, I mentioned this last week. You got to start doing more than you need to do. Just do your job and do it the best you can do it and make it clean. Make it efficient. Worry about your fundamentals, your technique. And the guy next to you, he'll do his, because we have the right guys here.
Answer to this, but how do you replicate it? You know, you got four games left, and especially the offense has looked like it did for a long time the last couple of years. So how do you make sure that this carries over?
Well, we clean up the stuff that bit us today. That's what we do. Clean up the stuff that bit us. So we did some good things today. That's good. Let's see if we can tweak a couple of things and do a version of it. But also some of these penalties. Let's cut this out. You know, that's how you do it. You just start trying to reduce the stuff that could cost us. It didn't today. We were able to overcome it, but that's what you do.
Came up big today. What do you think allowed them to have so much success getting Prescott on the ground and creating those big negative plays?
I need to watch the tape just to see exactly how or what or why. But I know this: we had a lot of guys who won their one-on-ones. You know. And we were pretty disruptive there. I already mentioned Muhammad. You know, I thought Mac did some good things in there. Hutch was close a number of times, you know, and he got flushed. You know, and we played pretty good coverage. You know, it wasn't perfect, but all in all, man, we did what we had to do, and we knew we needed to score on offense. Like I say, it's a potent offense. And at the end of the day, we did enough in all three phases.
You shifted guards back and forth. Just what was the thinking there? What did you like out of it going Frazier along back and forth?
Just to, you know, get Frazier some reps. I mean, he's a young guy. It's about when we threw Mahogany in there last year. And so, you know, we just wanted to get a look at him. And really, he kind of, you know, it was just to get him introduced to NFL and try to be smart and, you still want to move the football, but yet try to set him up to where he can have some success. And it's, you know, we stayed away from some plays here. But really, he earned the right to keep going. You know, he did good enough to where, all right, let's give him another series. Because really we didn't have intentions of giving him as much as he did. We just wanted to kind of introduce him. And he did some good things, it felt like. So we did. And I thought Cologne did some dang good things, too.
Dan, is this a job yet? You know, he kind of run out of superlatives to talk about him, but he tied Barry Sanders' record for most touchdowns by someone under 24. The way you guys used him in the passing game, can you just explain a little bit kind of what he meant to the offense tonight and how dynamic he is to watch even for you on the sideline?
Yeah, he's you know, he's unique. He's special. You know, everybody knows what he can do in the run game. And really, we couldn't quite get him going the way we really wanted to in the run game. Now, but yet he did find some pay dirt on a couple of those. But the pass game stuff, he just continues to grow. The more we give him and the more we work with him in practice, we just continue to try to, you know, open his horizons and give him a little bit more. Man, he just grows. He gets better and better. And then he gets in the game and the routes get crisper and crisper. And he just keeps going, man. There's just not a cap on this dude yet. And there again, he works his tail off. He's freaking smart. He's instinctive. He's a team guy. I mean, he's something else. So the sky's the limit for him. He's just getting started now. He's just getting started.
Any idea on Branch, the severity there?
I don't know. I'll know more tomorrow.
Is this a sort of game and a sort of performance with essentially a playoff matchup today that proves not to the outside world but to your room that this is the recipe going forward, that this is a playoff team?
Yeah, well, I mean, we know what we are, you know, and I've said it all along. We can't worry about the outside noise. We're the ones who write our own narrative, man. We're the ones who know what we are and what it takes and why we've had some difficulties, but also why we're able to succeed. We know why. So, you know, it's about us and it's about how we handle our business, and we handled our business today. It was good. And now we get a little breather. We get a couple of days here to catch our breath, and then we get ready for the Rams.
Just since he was carted off, are you concerned it's a long?
I mean, yeah. I mean, he didn't finish the game, but there again, I'll know more tomorrow.